That's
a cool orange. Do you know a weird thing about orange actually?
Wonderful. Could you just maybe, you know, now we've set up the stage and now you're going to say to each other, oh, we're on now or whatever, you know, what would you say to each other when you sit down? Okay, you ready? Something like that.
So yes.
Just a wee transition. That was wonderful and we're still rolling. So okay. Now you're about to go on and the audience is about to come in, okay?
Okay.
Great.
Okay. All right, we're set.
You ready?
Yeah. Okay. You ready for it?
Lift off.
Lift off. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, our story's just begun. You are all very welcome here. To drama on one, a picture of us. It's like a sort of musical written by us. Well, that part's pretty crucial.
Well done, Nora.
Thank you, Lennon.
In the very unlikely event of an emergency, please take note of all your emergency exits. You know where they are.
Lennon, that didn't rhyme.
What?
Didn't rhyme.
Oh, sorry, we're doing a rhyming thing, are we?
Yeah.
All right.
Please turn off your phone only for a while so you can enjoy the show.
Okay.
The head to the hands, the knees to the floor. I hear you now louder than ever before. The thud of your feet as you walk out our door. A picture of us that falls, I ignore.
We need to talk about Josie.
Josie? From work, Josie?
I've begun looking at her differently.
Last winter was when you declared this a war. Have you kissed her?
No.
Are you lying?
No.
I love you still. I always will. I love you still, I always will. I asked you about her, and you told me I was being jealous. You made me feel like an awful person for even thinking it.
Jesus, I thought I was doing the right thing by saying it to you.
The right thing would have been to answer me truthfully when I asked you back then.
Back then, but there was nothing back then.
This didn't stem from nothing. Nothing comes from nothing. Look at all this wasted time. You've been going around pining over Leggy Josie and I have been wasting my time.
I love you.
You can't, possibly.
Well, I do.
You can't love someone and still have room among your thoughts for someone else.
Don't be ridiculous. Of course you can. Don't tell me you don't fall in love every single day.
I don't.
Everyone does.
I don't.
Well, why not?
Because there is no room left in me.
Right, you're walking down the street, you catch eyes with a stranger, there's that weird magical thing that goes on for 1 second or two. You're telling me that's not love?
It is not love.
Yes, it is. In that moment, it is.
Okay. Okay. And then it's over. What are you saying to me? Are you admitting you were holding her hand that day?
No, I don't know what I'm trying to say, all right? I thought it was good to get these emotions off my chest. I don't want to fight with you about Josie, all right?
What are you going to do then? Because you're going to see her in work every single day.
So? I see you every single day.
Oh, it's not the same.
She'll always be perfect to you.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
How am I ever supposed to compete with that?
What are you talking about?
A relationship that never happens is always perfect. Because it's in your head. And in your head you don't fight or see each other's flaws or become jealous or resentful or anything like that. It stays this
okay,
perfect
Okay. Say, for example, we started going out tomorrow. We started spending real time together. In 6 months,
I'd probably... You'd probably hate her.
Yeah.
Yep.
Probably would. Could. Or I could love her. I mean, who's to know? Neither of us know. Just the same as you could meet somebody else tomorrow. Love is only the result of a chance encounter.
Is that the sort of shit that goes through your head? Because if that is what keeps you up at night, oh, maybe I'll meet my soulmate on O'Connell Street tomorrow, you never know. Then you shouldn't be in a relationship at all.
I just like to consider all the possibilities. Par example, I do believe there is such thing as a relationship without fighting all the fucking time. You laugh now.
If you genuinely believe that to be true, I wish you all the best in finding it. You'd be a long time looking.
You're negative.
So what? You don't know that about me already.
You're too negative.
What is there to be positive about when you're head over heels for Leggy Josie?
Are you happy?
Not right now.
In general, like?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yes.
I think I'm sad sometimes.
Why?
Things you say, how you act.
I think you're on drugs sometimes.
Why?
Things you say, how you act.
I'm not happy, Nora.
Are you saying this is my fault?
No.
Are you saying my negativity pushed you
towards
Leggy Josie?
No, I'm saying you're negative.
That's
because
exactly
you are. You are a negative person, Nora.
This is not about my negativity.
Yes, it
it's
is.
It's about you and your wandering eye.
My wandering eye. Yep. What do you want me to do about
it? Stop.
Can't make
switch
it stop.
It off.
Can't switch it off.
People do it all the time.
No, they don't.
You don't think I've ever had feelings for someone that I've had to switch off? It's how relationships survive.
No, it's not.
It's how people live.
It's not how anybody lives.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, well, it's not how they should live, I don't think.
Okay, you're breaking up with me.
I never said that. Jesus Christ.
What do you want to do then, Lennon? Do you want to go and live in a fantasy world full of fucking positivity and legs? Or do you want to come back down to earth and try and salvage this? Whatever this is.
Listen, Nora. It's not
viable,
Nora, for you to ask me to switch on and off thoughts that come
you
in and out of my head. That doesn't make any fucking sense, Nora,
right?
You don't
make any fucking sense!
I kissed her.
What?
I kissed Josie.
When?
Yesterday morning.
Yesterday morning? Fucking morning time. Soberly, like, in your right state of mind. Where?
The car park and work.
Okay. That is not something that just happens. You don't accidentally fall into a kiss at 9 a.m. in a fucking car park. Pick myself up and start again. Wonder why women bother with men. Begin to miss you and your smell and the you that you were when you fell. And the me that I was once then. I love you still, I always will. I love you still, I always will. This isn't a story that I wish to tell.
Would you go to Mars if you couldn't come back? Like, if you were just going there to start a new human colony.
People are really doing that?
Yeah. I saw it in the news the other day. They were asking for volunteers to go to Mars. Would you go?
I don't think I would.
Why not?
Because you can never come back. Although then again, maybe life on Mars is much better than life on Earth.
Yeah, sure. We've been floating around Earth for a while now.
Oh, have you gotten all you can out of Earth?
Maybe. Then again, it could just be boring, like you never know.
Could just be boring, you never know. You could just watch Netflix all day every day.
True that.
Is there Wi-Fi on Mars?
Oh, there'd be Wi-Fi. Sure, they're doing a reality TV show to fund the Holyoke. You'd be there, you know, going about your daily Mars business and there'd be millions of people watching you back on Earth.
Sort of like, people of Mars, this is Davina. Are you alive on Channel 4? Please do not swear.
Exactly. Big brother crack on Mars.
What if two people made a baby and the baby was born on Mars?
A Martian baby?
Yeah, a Martian baby. But it was born with gills or like a flower sticking out of its head.
Sticking out of its arse?
No.
Takes 6 months to get there, apparently.
6 months?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
There you are, floating across time and space. And then you arrive at the red planet. And you descend down and down and down. And then maybe more down than that. And then down further still until there is no more down in which to go down. And then, Nora, you're there. And once you're there, there ain't no going back. You're there for life.
How would you know what time it was?
What?
Is there time up there?
Oh, there is time.
Is it the same time we have here on Earth?
Oh, it's Martian days are 23-hour days instead of 24.
Is that... You're making that up.
I'm not making up.
You're making that up.
I swear to God, fact. The 23-hour days instead of 24.
You can't just make stuff up.
Absolute fact, swear to God.
Okay.
I want to go to Mars. Do you want to go to Mars with me?
Do I want to go to Mars with you?
Yeah.
I want to always be called yours by people that we meet. I wanna stop and kiss you in the middle of the street. I want to bring you lunch when you're working hard. I wanna draw love hearts on your Valentine's cards.
There's no coming back now.
I know that.
I wanna fix your tie when you do it wrong. I want to always sing you this, our love song. I want to wear your jacket when it's cold at night. I want to challenge you so you don't always think you're right. For you to buy me things or wear me as a prize, and I don't want you to ever think you've got anything to hide. I don't want to make you jealous over other men I meet, and I don't want you to want me to fall down at your feet. But I would like you to fight for me, like you've got nothing to lose, and maybe one day fall for me the way I have for you. The way I have for you.
I was 4 when my mother asked me for my idea of happiness. To be loved, I told her. She said I didn't understand the question. I was already loved. What did I want to become? I told her how I enjoyed making sculptures out of the wax from her Jo Malone candles. That made me happy. After screaming at me and giving me a lesson in expensive taste, she concluded with her most painful statement to date. That wasn't a career. But why not? I thought and asked. You'll do law, like me. But I want to make wax sculptures, like the people who run Madame Tussauds, except mine would be called Madame Nora's Wax Museum. And they'd all be of real people, not famous people. Because I think real people are the most interesting people of all. You'll do law, like me. So I did law, like her.
My dad's always instilled in me that anything's possible, so long as you believe you deserve it. So, I've always gone after everything I've ever wanted. Happiness, music, Nora. We're walking one day hand in hand, barely uttering a word. But it's a comfortable kind of silence, no sweaty palms or racing hearts. A sacred simplicity. And then I, greedily, wished for more.
What for?
You might look at this and think, what a selfish shit. Could he not have been satisfied with what he had? Could he not have been happy with love as easy as that? But a picture never tells the whole story.
And you'll never know our whole story.
From this picture.
Each sound you make, the breaths you're taking, have some now, save some for later. Lily white skin, please let me in. I'm hooked on the curve of your spine, all day long you've been on my mind. There's no shaking you from my head, let's go to bed, let's go to bed. Until now I've been so lonely, sensitive to your touch only. Hold on tight, I'm yours for the night, let's take tonight. Let's take tonight. Ah. My hair stand up on ends when you tilt my head to kiss my neck. We can no longer say we're just friends. Sinking into the couch, it's all happening right now. Clothes, they have been shed. Let's go to bed, let's go to bed.
Ow.
Until now I've been so lonely, sensitive to your touch only. Hold on tight, I'm yours for the night, let's take tonight. Let's take tonight. Sensitive to your touch only. Hold on tight, I'm yours for the night, let's take tonight. Let's take tonight.
Moon sign?
I have no idea what that means.
Oh, I just thought, because people always ask each other what their star signs are, and no one ever really cares about your moon sign.
Well, what's a moon sign?
It says something about you according to where the moon was in the sky when you were born.
So what's your moon sign, so?
My moon sign is Cancer.
That not a star sign?
Yeah. Everybody has two. Everyone has a star sign and a moon sign.
Well, what's your star sign?
I'm a Capricorn. A goat.
I am a Leo.
A lion.
What does that make my moon sign?
It depends what day and where in the world you were born. It's very specific.
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 Specific. Slowly.
Specific.
Specific.
Specific. Yeah.
Are you one of these people that only dates people with compatible star signs?
Sometimes, yeah.
Are our star signs compatible?
I don't think so.
Really?
But we are. I hope.
I generally think it's all out of bollocks, actually, to be honest. But at the same time, there's no denying the consequences. Or the, what's the word I'm looking for?
Coincidences.
Coincidences, yeah. Like, it can be weird. I think the day-to-day stuff is a bit ridiculous. But then again, people live by it, don't they? Do you live by it?
No.
Little bit?
No. Only the month-to-month stuff I pay for online.
My magic crystal ball tells me you're the one to call if I'm drunk or staring at the stars. Do you think of me too? Don't for a second think there's anyone but you for me. This week tells me I should maintain control, which I'm losing because of you, you know. Can't you see how our horizons meet? Or is it just me? You as you and I as I meant to be before our time.
Do you know those women? Well, they're usually women anyway that tell the future. What are they called? The future women. What?
Fortune tellers.
Fortune tellers, yeah. Now, I've always had this kind of weird thing about them, and I don't believe in them, and I would never go into one. However, I still kind of do believe in them in a weird way, because I'd be afraid that if I went into one, they might tell me something about my future that, like, they
you try to achieve.
Yeah,
it.
Like, yeah, they might say something to me that they might affect a decision that I would have naturally made. So, in this kind of weird, paradoxical way, I kind of do believe in them because they have me held in that kind of way, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. They can have a really weird effect on people.
They can be dangerous.
They look cool, though.
They do look pretty cool.
Can't you see how our horizons meet? Or is it just me? You as you and I as I. Meant to be before our time.
It seems to me that we all seem to fall into the same circles all of the time. And how do I spend mine, I question. Do I spend it right? Probably not. At least not all the time, but that's fine. I mean, I can't be jumping out of aeroplanes or off piers into the sea every day of the week. However, what I can do is make an effort to. Sky's the limit, as they say, and I live pretty close to the sea. Where does time go? Round and round in circles, and after we die, we get it back for another try. I hope so. Because I want more. Because I'm scared of less. I want to be happy. I want to laugh, talk to people, kiss people, fly to the moon, savor the earth, climb the trees. I want to have kids and watch them climb the trees. I want to watch the circles go round and around and around. And I want to be right in the middle. I want to live.
I want to love. It's a funny thing to love, isn't it? How you can be completely eaten up by your need for them, this desperate need, and how they simply don't need you anymore. Neither of you can do anything about it. They'll be the same way for someone else, and someone else for you, eventually. This goes on and on. Only once in a very rare million do two of the same people need each other. I needed him. I did. And I think he needed me. And I think there was a time when we needed each other exactly equally, and that was beautiful. I wanted him to store his secrets in me. His memories, all his regrets. He never asked anything of me, other than to be exactly me. I remember the very first time we went out in public as a couple, like, we went to this wine reception at this really fancy place, and as soon as we walked in, the whole place fell silent. It was as if the whole world stopped to see what I saw in him. That's when I began to feel jealous of the glass he'd drink from, because I wanted to touch his lips with mine and hold his hand, lose track of time. Is this a silly thing to say? Sorry.
Do you know hippos have pink milk?
Oh yeah? Where did you learn that?
Josie. It was our fun fact of the day. She likes to have these fun facts.
Are you cheating on me with Josie?
What? With Josie? What makes you say that?
Don't. What makes you say that, me? You've been saying a name in your sleep. And Maria saw you two walking out of work the other day holding hands.
Babe, if I was going to cheat on you, do you think I'd do it so publicly, coming out of work?
Don't do that. Don't make me think I'm stupid.
I'm not making you think anything.
You're patronising me.
I'm not. Jesus Christ.
Look, I'm just telling you that Maria saw you two walking out of work the other day and she said you were holding hands, is what she said.
Maria.
Yes.
Do you know Maria?
Yeah.
Do you talk to Maria?
Yeah.
Since when do you talk
to Maria? I talk to Maria!
Right. When was the last time you talked to Maria?
The other day. When she told me she saw you and Josie walking out of work holding hands.
Okay, well, I don't even talk to Maria, alright? So, that's probably why she made up the whole hand-holding thing, because she's bitter about my indifference towards her or something.
Why would she do that? Do you think she's jealous?
I think you're jealous.
I am not jealous.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Constantly coming at me with these random accusations.
I'm not coming at you with anything. And the last thing I am right now is random. I'm asking you a specific...
Specific.
I'm asking you a specific question about a specific incident that I heard about specifically.
Look, babe, who are you going to believe? Maria or me?
I shouldn't ever be put in that position. It should be a given that my boyfriend doesn't walk around holding hands with a leggy Josie from work. I mean, do you see the sort of stuff that woman comes to work in? She wears leather during the day. Who wears leather during the day?
Lately I've been thinking.
And another thing, my friend Becca says she doesn't talk to her sister Noelle. I mean, who doesn't talk to their sister? Are you listening to me? Lennon? Are you listening to me?
Lately I've been wondering how we started out through the maze.
Are you listening to me?
She's not that leggy.
Stop making a joke out of this.
It is a joke.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Do you know how difficult you are to talk to?
Do you know how hard you are to listen to?
Fuck off! The thing about pain, it demands to be felt. Here it comes, here it is, thumping in my chest. Her bone neatly tied around your white neck. Tighter and tighter, it's going to get, until she drains from you all that she can. Then she'll be gone, looking for another man. The girl with the dead eyes and lips that taste of liquor and legs that go on for miles. If you had to, would you pick her over me? An illusion poisoning your mind. If you reach for her, she's gone empty behind those dead eyes. An illusion. The girl with the dead eyes and lips that taste of liquor, and legs that go on for miles. If you had to, would you pick her over me? Is there anyone sitting here?
Nope.
Do you have a light?
I don't smoke, sorry.
No, me neither. Do you mind me asking you what you're doing in the smoking area if you don't smoke?
You see that girl in the yellow jumper?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, she won't leave me alone.
That's my sister.
What? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to...
No, I'm only joking. I always see her here, rubbing up against her flavour of the week. She'll have forgotten about you by last orders.
I actually think that smoking area is the best part of a place nowadays.
Ironically. Only requirement is you must be willing to colour your lungs black.
I'm out here. I'm not colouring my lungs black.
Secondhand smoke kills.
I like your dress.
It's a skirt.
I like your skirt.
It's actually a skort.
What?
It's their shorts masquerading as a skirt. It's a skort.
Right, well, I like it or them or whatever.
Thanks. I like your socks.
Thank you.
What are you drinking?
Apple juice.
With what?
With apple juice. I like apple juice.
Oh, I like apple juice.
What's not to like? What are you drinking?
Vodka.
With what?
Vodka.
Don't like vodka.
Why not?
It's rank. Graffiti cleaner vibe off it.
Especially Tesco value kind. Tasty.
Who are you here with?
My friend. She was meeting a friend. Now they've left me. Friendless.
I'll be your friend.
Who are you here with?
My imaginary friend. No, I'm only messing now, yeah. I was here with someone, but they left, and I thought, I love drinking apple juice so much, I'll just stick around and drink it.
Do you often go to places by yourself?
Sometimes. Do you?
I don't. I think I'll start, though, that way I won't be let down.
Yeah, it's easier to meet people, I think. You know, like, if you go somewhere with someone, then you just end up talking to them the whole time. Same shit, like, am I right or am I left?
If it wasn't for your left, you'd be all right. What do you do?
In life? Stuff.
Things. There's always stuff to be done.
And things that need doing. Do you do stuff and things, or?
More things than stuff.
Do you enjoy doing things and stuff? Or are you desperately unhappy?
Sometimes I enjoy them. Sometimes I'm desperately unhappy.
Yeah. Sometimes we all are, really, I suppose. It's a... swings and roundabouts, smiles and frowns, ups and downs.
Ones and twos.
Tie your shoes.
Where'd you get your socks, though, seriously?
Where did I get them? I think my ma got them for me.
Cute.
Is that cutesy?
It's pretty fucking cute.
I like you.
I like you.
Are you just saying that because I said it?
Oh, I'm saying it because you gave me a window, too.
Did you mean it?
I tend to mean all the things I say.
So do I.
We'll get on very well, then.
I'm sure we will.
As long as things and stuff don't get in the way.
Do you want to hang out sometime? Like, as in, apart from right now?
Sure.
What you do for fun? Oh, sorry, that sounds real stupid. But, what do you do for fun?
I like to go to museums.
You an artsy-fartsy person?
No. Are you?
I like music.
I like music.
Do you play?
I dabble. I sing, mostly. Do you sing?
No, I can't sing. I wish I could sing.
Everyone can sing.
No, they can't.
Well... Everyone should sing. It's good for you.
I'll keep that in mind. So, what's your favourite museum?
The Wax one.
I'm Lennon, as in John.
I'm Nora, as in Jones?
If you could do it all again, Nora, would you?
Would it be worth it?
I don't know.
Probably. Is there anybody sitting here?
I like your dress.
There's always stuff to be done.
And things that need doing.
I tend to mean all the things I say.
So do I.
Then we'll get on very well.
I'm sure we will.
I don't think so. I hope.
How do you know Maria from work?
Maria saw you two coming
to
work.
Are our star signs compatible? She's not that.
I talked to Maria.
Are you happy?
What is there to be positive about when you're head over heels?
Leggy juice.
I like your dress.
Would you go to Mars? Are you saying that my negativity pushed you towards leggy juice?
Are you listening to me?
I love you.
You can't possibly.